Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green comments for today, Tuesday, December 13th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were March corn up 3.25 cents at 657.25, March wheat up 10.25 cents at 765, and March beans up 12.75 cents at 1478.25. We did have a new sale, 140,000 metric tons of new crop beans to unknown. Looks like we're going to see cooler weather in Argentina, but some of the rain they had forecast for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week has evaporated, so the dryness continues to support the market out here. The big news, the CPI was released this morning, came in at plus 0.1% versus 0.3, which was what they were looking for. So the inflation, certainly a little bit lower than people thought. Stock market has rallied at one point 1,000 points off its lows. It's now up 827 points. Crude oil is up $1.78. The dollar is down a full penny and a half. Bonds are up almost 2.5 full points. Silver up 90 cents. Gold up 38. Bitcoin up 845. So this news about inflation backing off has sent most of the world markets higher and the dollar lower. We'll get the Fed announcement tomorrow. If it's raised by a half a percentage point, that's the general guess. I think it puts a little bit of a lid on this thing, but it'll be interesting to see how they word the announcements. Are they going to be backing off? Are they still concerned? But certainly inflation is starting to wane out here. And that's been a big concern for the American public. And with the stock market, we're at the highest levels now. We've been at since April. So that's a pretty good rise here. And, you know, people have got to be feeling much better about their IRAs and everything else out here. So the weather in the States, we've got a lot of cloud cover. We've got the big storms out west moving east. It's going to bring a lot of messy situations over the next couple of days as the front moves east, but it's bringing some pretty decent moisture out here, which should be helpful. Areas like Kansas certainly need more rains or more snow, and we'll see if they get that off of this system. But overall, I still think that even with the dryness in Argentina, Brazil's going to have just a huge crop. I think Argentina is starting to stabilize. And I just think we're going to have an awful lot of grain in this world in the next couple of months. So I think the pros are more than willing to sell the rallies. The funds weren't nearly as long as we thought they were on the corn. We thought they were long 170. Turned out they were long 120. That's a little bit friendly in that, you know, if the markets turned south, they had less to get out of, less to liquidate than we had thought out here. So overall, we're going to start the day higher. We'll see if the outside markets are enough to support the grains. My guess is it'll be probably a pretty strong day here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.